This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Sorry, I'm Irish.
Yeah, my bad.
Hola.
Hola.
Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Julie, welcome to Big Dummy.
What are you drinking?
Bud Light, of course.
How many times have you peed?
Well, I actually really have to pee. I was just about to go, and I thought, no.
Stay with us.
They're going to get me online. I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Julie, I found your Mecca.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
My Mecca?
Yes. Las Vegas Stage Door Casino. Dollar Bud Lights. I got a bucket of six for $6.30.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say you found a place that had huge gloves.
Do they sell huge gloves, too?
Julie, our men's room poll.
Big
free,
rigs.
Free food for a year. You taking teriyaki, Dick's, Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I'm going teriyaki chicken.
Teriyaki. Okay.
You get the spicy or just the grilled?
Well, I like the grilled. It's so yummy.
All right, Julie, here's your question. It is Seattle Rock Day. So let's talk about the band Pearl Jam. So what band did Pearl Jam tour with on its first full-scale U.S. tour?
Were they a Seattle band?
The band they toured with was not. The band they toured with was out of Los Angeles.
Oh. Ooh.
Was Pearl Jam the opener or the headliner?
They were the opener.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Motley Crue?
That'd have been my guess. Let me think now. So it's L.A. It's that time.
It's L.A. And not only are they a band from L.A., they like to remind you that they're from L.A.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, indeed. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh. Seen those guys.
All right, Julie. Your question.
Yeah?
Dave Grohl was in an episode of what television show? It was a very popular Fox science fiction TV show.
What the hell's going on?
It was a massive show for a while.
I could see one of the characters. His name's Bender.
It was not an animated show.
Oh, damn. My bad.
I'm thinking Futurama, by the way, but yeah.
I don't watch a lot of shows from Fox.
It's not on anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a Battlestar Galactica, maybe?
Wow. X-Files?
Ted nailed it. Yeah, X-Files.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of weird. I have no idea what episode he was in or what he was doing, but yeah, apparently.
You know, David Duchovny has a new show on History Channel where he just does, like, mysteries.
I saw that, man. And then, so they ran through a quick synopsis of, like, all their different hosts and shows.
Yeah.
I would say it's David Duchovny, Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, he has one.
And then some other dude. I'm like, so basically, if you just want to get out of the acting game for a while, you come to this network and you host a show.
Yeah.
And they're all mysteries.
Yeah.
No, History Channel.
Is it History Channel? World. Maybe that's it, yeah. Anyway, I thought to myself, I'm making fun of him, then I'm like, yeah, I'd host one of those in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, like History's Greatest Mysteries.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'd be all
That's why I learned the whole theory that, like, Mary ended up in a cave in Italy.
Mary?
of Joseph and Mary, Jesus' parents.
Oh, okay. Well, you just said Mary. I'm like, yeah, how's Mary doing?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, your question. In honor of Seattle Rock Day, who is the subject of Alice in Chains' song, Rooster? It's one of the members' fathers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say, is one of the members' fathers.
But which member? Which member?
Oh, the lead singer.
No.
Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell's father, believe me. And I believe he called her that because his dad's a redhead.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That was his military nickname.
Yeah, so they called him Rooster.
All right, Julie, question four.
Oh, question four. Look at that. You got yourself an audio daily double on Seattle Rock Day.
And there's a rooster.
All right, Julie, we're going to play you the snippet of an interview that this very show, The Men's Room, conducted with a Seattle rock musician. Take a listen to this 20-second snippet, and then I'll make a multiple choice and see if you can figure out who it was we were speaking to. Which member of was snowed in his house without electricity, nearly starved, and had to be rescued by the National Coast Guard?
That's a wild one. That story has really taken a couple of layers there. What happened was I was deer hunting over the holidays in Oklahoma and missed a flight.
All right, that's the entire snippet. So, was that Duff McKagan, Jerry Cantrell, Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, or Jeff Tate from Queensryche?
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't think that's Jeff Tate's voice. What was the first one?
Duff McKagan, Jerry Cantrell, yeah. Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, Jeff Tate.
I'm going to go Buzz Osborne.
Yep. That was Jerry Cantrell. We just talked about him.
Oh, crap.
You know, his father with the red hair.
All right, Julie, question five.
Oh, no.
Question number five, Julie. What prestigious military academy is located in Annapolis, Maryland? One of the four major branches of the military.
Yeah. Is that West Point?
No, West Point is New York.
Yeah.
That would be the United States Naval Academy.
Right, so the United States Military Academy is located at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
I already guessed, so I'm wrong.
No, it's Annapolis, the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes even people just say, like, oh, you went to Annapolis.
Correct. Then that's exactly what they mean is the Naval Academy, right? All right, your question. Think about this one. What is the only nationality mentioned in the song The 12 Days of Christmas? It's the only nationality, but they're not talking about people in this case.
Oh, my God. It's Christmas time. I can't run through the 12 days of Christmas.
You can't recite the 12 days of Christmas when it's not Christmas. Actually, I'd stop at 5. I don't know. Once you get to 6, I have no idea what the hell they're doing.
Golden ring. I don't. Oh, my God. Nope. I don't know. I'll
give you a hint. It's a type of bird.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's not a Portuguese
duck. And they are delicious.
What?
It's like the veal of chicken. Bonk, bonk.
Hello? You got
oh my
nothing?
God. I'm so sorry.
France.
French hens. French hens.
Oh.
What number is that? How many French hens?
That's
two.
Three.
Three French hens.
There are three of us.
Three French hens?
Three French hens. Close. Two turtle doves, right.
Julie, good news. You're almost our biggest dummy. Question seven.
Oh, no. No.
All right, question number seven. What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play in Alice in Wonderland?
What game?
Yep. It's an outdoor backyard game.
Great summertime game.
Well,
is it great?
Yes, it is great, Steve.
It's fine.
It's better than nothing in the backyard with your uncle that doesn't want to play with the kids.
Just watch him drink beer.
Right.
What was your guess?
Croquet.
Bam. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God,
yes,
Julie.
Yes, indeed. Croquet.
So close to being the big dummy. Game is big dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
Big dummy.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jason, are you... Jason, are you sober or not... Sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay.
He is sober.
How's that meth, man? Sounds great. All right, Jason. Free food for a year. I know you're not hungry. Though, are you going to take the teriyaki, Dick's Pagliacci, or Top Pot?
I want the teriyaki D's.
Teriyaki it is.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Temple of the Dog was formed as a tribute to whom?
Guys, I'm going to be one and done today. That was Andrew Wood of Mother Love Bone.
Nice job.
All right, hang on before we let you go. Give you a 50-50 question. We're talking about people that drive poorly. Who killed someone in a car accident? Venus Williams or Vanessa Williams?
It's a coin flip, man. Vanessa Williams?
No, that would be Venus. Yes, indeed.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's dangerous.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.